the darkened minds of feticide cheerleaders. The minds of progressives have become so darkened, their consciences so seared, that they shout about their abortions and unashamedly admit that abortion ends the lives of humans. This week, IFI received the following email from Chicagoan Mary Jennifer Pruim about a billboard we put up that says, "Abortion takes human life," and I quote, "Your billboard, 'Abortions take human lives,' is exactly correct. Are there people who don't know that? Do you think they think there are lemurs, lambs, or tadpoles in there? That is exactly the point of abortions, to not add another human to this crowded, polluted earth that we humans have been ruining. Especially poor babies, noting your billboard on the south side of Chicago, with no capable parent in sight, one that will much more likely than not never contribute anything useful, will likely be destitute or even violent, and just add to the chaos we call humanity. Abortions across the board should be encouraged, and I will continue those efforts." End quote. Surely Pruim knows that pro-feticide advocates have long tried to promote the science-denying fiction that humans in the womb are not actually human. For years, they called humans in wombs lumps of tissue, blobs of cells, products of conception, or uterine contents, anything to divert attention from the troubling fact that the sexual union of two humans produces a human being, also known as a baby. Pruim's comments about the South Side bear more than a tinge of racism. She refers to babies, quote, "that will much more likely than not never contribute anything useful to society, but instead will likely be destitute or even violent and just add to the chaos we call humanity," end quote. Apparently, Pruim believes the poor have no intrinsic right to live. And apparently, Pruim is able to predict which humans will become violent. But do those contributing humans who manage to survive the treacherous waters of the womb have the right to kill humans whom they, the contributors, prophesy will contribute to the chaos? How different are Pruim's beliefs and goals from those of the Nazi regime who killed children whose lives they deemed unworthy of life? If someone thinks that progressives contribute enormously to human suffering and chaos, including by supporting the legalized slaughter of humans in the womb, should they have the right to kill babies in the womb whom they prophesy are likely to become progressives? The obscene views and cold frankness that Pruim's email revealed were also revealed this week by actress and pro-feticide activist Martha Plimpton, who interviewed late-term abortionist Dr. Willie Parker at a Shout Your Abortion spectacle in Seattle. In a ghastly display of virtual sociopathy, Plimpton gleefully announced, to loud cheers and applause, that Seattle is special to her because it's where she had her first abortion. And I quote Plimpton, "Seattle has some particular significance for me for lots of reasons. I've got a lot of family here, some of whom are in the audience tonight. I also had my first abortion here at the Seattle Planned Parenthood. Yay! Notice," this is Plimpton speaking, I said first. "And I don't want Seattle, I don't want you guys to feel insecure. It was my best one. Heads and tails above the rest. If I could Yelp review it, I totally would." End quote. Go to this article online and watch the first 1.5 minutes of her interview with Dr. Parker to see this unsettling display of a malformed conscience. While Dr. Parker may be very skillful at executing babies in the womb, he's not a very skillful thinker. Here's what he said. "I give the facts, not alternative facts. The antis," that is to say anti-abortionists, "say abortion is murder, but murder is a legal definition. In order to murder someone, they have to be a person. A fetus is not a person. Personhood is conferred at birth." End quote. To what fact is Parker referring when he says a fetus is not a person? It may be a fact that under the law, a fetus is not considered a person, but that's not a scientific fact or a moral truth. When asked a question about late-term abortions, Parker said this, and I quote, I think why they, that is pro-life activists, focus on late-term abortions is that at that point, the pregnancy looks so much like a baby that it's easy to use that language to blur the lines and say at that point, it's a baby. I've never killed a baby. I've ended pregnancies, but I've never killed a baby, end quote. Well, a pregnancy never is or looks like a baby, so that's a silly statement. But the soft, fleshy objects in wombs with heads, arms, legs, torsos, and valuable internal organs, much prized by 21st century grave robbers, that were the result of sexual intercourse between two humans of opposite sexes and have human DNA, are actually human babies, and Dr. Parker has killed many of them.